Let's go to Brussels now. NATO is 75 years old today. There's a ceremony in Brussels where outgoing chief NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg urged the United States to stick together with Europe. But the celebrations come as the Kremlin said Russia was in direct confrontation with NATO, and French President Emmanuel Macron said he had no doubt Russia would target the Paris Olympics this summer. Jens Stoltenberg also said Ukraine's membership bid will move forward.
Today we will have a meeting on the NATO-Ukraine Council. I look forward to discussing with you how we can further strengthen our cooperation, but also how we can move you towards membership in NATO. Allies have made clear that Ukraine will become a member of the alliance, and we need to ensure that is something we are following up.
Jens Stoltenberg, our Europe editor Tony Connolly, is in Brussels. 75 years old today, Tony, but in no more peaceful times than when it was formed.
That's right. The celebrations are deeply tempered, Gavin, by what's happening in Ukraine. And indeed, Dmytro Kuleba, the Ukrainian foreign minister, is here in Brussels at that meeting. And just to pick up on what Christopher Miller was saying there, he was begging allies for Patriot missile systems, air defence systems, because they're the ones that can deal with Russian ballistic missiles that are hitting Ukrainian cities. He said there have been 94 ballistic missiles fired by Russia against Ukrainian cities in March alone. So that's one specific ask that he is here to deliver. Overall, the conversations are around a new fund for Ukraine, 100 billion euro in military aid over 5 years that NATO itself would pretty much manage. Now, at the moment, all the military support for Ukraine is being channeled through what's called the Ramstein Group, which is 50 countries supporting Ukraine. It's led by the United States. But NATO would like to take over that particular handling of military support for Ukraine because they're effectively worried about Donald Trump becoming president. He has signaled that he might either pull out of NATO altogether or radically scale back military support for Ukraine. So this 100 billion euro fund over a five-year period is to essentially Trump-proof support for Ukraine. A decision hasn't been taken yet, but they're certainly at the planning stage. Quite a few NATO members are in favour of this. Others like Hungary are against it. But that's really the direction of travel at the moment.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, in Brussels.